any light is not too bright. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Any light is not too bright. We live in a very wonderful world, a world illumined by the sun and the moon and the stars, a world that's illumined by these outer experiences that are quite lovely. We live in a world that has electricity, and that world illumines the lives of all of us too. But have we thought about living in the world of our inner illumination, that illumination that takes place within us, that illumination that comes out of the very heart and soul of our being? When we go to sleep at night and we have dreams, our dreams are very vivid. We see things, we see it in color, we see it in black and white, we see it however we see it. And as we see our dreams, they are very brilliant, very bright, very wonderful. We never give a thought to the fact that we see light with our eyes closed. And we do. We see light with our eyes closed. Many times people who are making their last journey and they're moving to another dimension, and as they're moving to the other dimension, they are looking as though through a tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel, they see a light. And that light attracts them, and they say, come on, come on. You're ready to go to this next dimension, this next experience, this next vital, dynamic, marvelous attitude of life. Life doesn't end. You may stop being, appearing, and living on one dimension, but you're moving to another. And you're always living on all dimensions, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. And you see that light at the end of the tunnel that says, come on, come on, come on. There's a new adventure waiting for you. There's a new life waiting for you. There's a new expression of all that is good and beautiful waiting for you. Every moment of our day, every time we wake up in the morning, we say to ourselves, oh, a new adventure is waiting for me today. We say, oh, a new light is shining in my world. It's shining in my life. You may wake up in the darkness, and you may turn on the lights in your house, or you may light a candle, or you may be camping and you turn on your flashlight. But you wake up because it's time to get up. It's time to get going. It's time to be active in your world, in your life. It's time to let go of the past, let go of the yesterday, let go of that which is no longer with us, and move on into the newness of a day that we had not yet awakened to, a day that we had wondered about. We would like to awake to it. We'd like to be awakened to it. Are you at that point in your life? Are you at that point in your life where you are ready to be awakened to the new you, to the fabulous you? Are you ready to be awakened to the joy, the harmony, the purity, the goodness that you are? If you're ready, then you let go of the past. And to let go of the past is sometimes difficult. We hang on, we hang on, we hang on. And we're not ready to fly away to that new adventure. But the light is never too bright. As we open our eyes, or as we close our eyes, as we think about what is happening in our life, as we think about what's going on in our world, always, it's a fabulous adventure. Always, it's a marvelous event for us. If I can say to myself, the light is beautiful, then the light is beautiful. If I can say to myself, I look at the world through my eyes, and my eyes are the eyes of light, the eyes of beauty, the eyes of brilliance, the eyes of all joy. And as I say, that's how I look at my life, then that's how I look at it. I look at it that way because that's the fun way to look at it. That's the marvelous way of looking at it. That's the joy way of looking at it. Because I am a happy person, always. I'm happy on this dimension. I'm happy on any dimension that I'm living on. And I'm living on many, many dimensions right now. I may appear to the people I have created on this dimension who are living with me here that this is where I am and this is what I'm doing. I may have created that and I may have thought that this is so fascinating, so wonderful, so beautiful, but I have no idea. I have no idea because I'm paying attention here and now to the brightness of the light that will shine in my world as I move through the various attitudes of life. Now I can say to myself, I live here in California, and California is a lovely place to be. Or I could say I live in Switzerland, and Switzerland is a lovely place to be. It's filled with people who care about themselves, who love life, who are living in the light. Oh, I could be with the Himalayan masters, living high in the mountains of Tibet. And as I live with these Himalayan masters, as I am there, again, I live in the light. I may live in a cave, in a Himalayan cave with the Himalayan masters, and as I do that, I am warm, and I am light. And my light shines throughout the cave. I do not have a candle. I do not have a fire. I do not have anything. I am beyond that. I live in my own inner light, in my own inner warmth. And you say, well, that doesn't sound just too attractive to me. Well, that doesn't sound attractive to you because you are clinging to the present. You are clinging to whatever experiences you're having now. You're clinging to the natural warmth of your home and the furnace with the forced air heating. You're thinking of sitting in front of a fireplace. You're thinking of turning on the heater. You're thinking of all these external things, and you've never learned to live with the internal light, with the internal warmth, with the internal allness. We have so many dimensions of life, and all of these dimensions of life bring to us fabulous experiences. They bring to us marvelous realizations of where we are. And while we are making our transition, while we're waiting at the bus stop for the bus to come along and take us to our new dimension, while we're waiting, what happens to us? While we're waiting at that bus stop, waiting for the bus to take us to our next dimension, are we thinking to ourselves, do I have my wallet? Do I have my purse? Do I have my scarf? Am I prepared for my next dimension? What should I wear? How should I act? How should I think? How should I feel? And an inner voice illumines our consciousness and says, be not afraid, for each level of awareness, each level of life that you experience is exciting and joyful and filled with magic. And each level of life is filled with what you know best. It is filled with unconditional love. And as you make your journeys from one dimension to another, and as you move through these life experiences, you say to yourself, hey, these are each so exciting. These are each so wonderful. But the thing is, you have made the crucial choice. Many times, you've made the crucial choice now in this dimension. And your crucial choice is to be unconditionally loving. You love yourself unconditionally. You love the world unconditionally. And you can be sure, whichever nation, whichever country, whichever world, whichever universe, whichever life you move into in your next experience, you will have unconditional love as your guidepost. You will have unconditional love as that light that is so bright. It's so bright that you see nothing but the light. And when you see nothing but the light, there's nothing to be concerned about. The light is not hot, it is not cold, it is light. It is light that illumines our minds, light that illumines our heart and soul and being. And we feel peace with that light. We feel peace with that light because we feel that all is in divine order. We feel all is delightful. Now, sometimes we move to other dimensions of life while we're sleeping, and then we choose to wake up and be in the dimension that we were in before. But every time we go to sleep, every time we lay our head on the pillow, every time we nod off, every time we nod off, in other words, we travel away, we move to another dimension of life. And we may choose to stay there, or we may not choose to stay there. We may, as we have been able to do in our dreams, we dream, and we dream of when we were little children. We dream of experiences in our life. We have a whole lifetime pass before our eyes, as they say, when you're at the moment of drowning or dying or something like that. You have your entire life passing before your eyes, and all of the beautiful things of your life. You have your entire 20, 30, 80 years, 100 years, whatever length of life you've been living so far. And many people say, yeah, that's cool, that's interesting, that's fantastic. And then they say, but I've got things to do here. And so they return to this dimension, and they do the things that they feel they'd like to do. Now, nothing we do here is important whatsoever. Nothing we do anywhere else is important whatsoever. The only thing that we do that is important is to be ourselves and have fun at all times. To live our life in such a way that we are unconditionally loving at all times. And the people who have lived their lives unconditionally loving are not fearful to move to other dimensions, because they know other dimensions will be equally as rewarding as they have made this one. You're ready. You're ready. Now, they talk about people who live on parallel universes. They talk about people who are doing those things, and they say, you know, you may be in a parallel universe here, or you may be in a parallel universe there. And as you are in any universe, are you still the same person you always are? Are you the fine, delightful, marvelous person that you always were and always are? On every dimension that you live, are you always the same magnificent person? Or are you on every level struggling so hard to succeed, struggling so hard to have your body be healed, struggling so hard to change the world and to change life? The pathway that each of us have chosen to be expressing in human form is a pathway that has but one path, and that is to be ourselves and have fun and to enjoy life. And that path is the path of saying, I like me. I like all the world. I have a smile on my face. I live like a bubble of joy. I live like the absolute peace that I am. I live in perfect harmony. You see, when this is my goal, when this is my direction, when this is my life, I do not seek for success. I do not seek to have accomplishments. I do not seek to be a great being. I live as a great being. I live my life as a being who is happy and satisfied. Do I live my life so that I look at everyone and say, oh, they are wonderful. Oh, they are, and they're my reflection, of course. Oh, they are wonderful. They are fantastic. Oh, look what's happening there. Look at that little bird. He fell out of his nest, and his mommy came down and stood beside him and tickled him and encouraged him to stand up, encouraged him to spread his wings even on the ground. And the mommy says, come on now. You had a tumble there, but that doesn't have to be the end. Come on, you're great. You're fantastic. And the mommy takes a little time to encourage her fledgling to say, come on, you can do it. And the little bird, who is not used to that, because the little bird expects all the other birds, the way they treat their little ones when they fall out of the nest, they just release them and say, that's the end. But this mommy said, no, that's the beginning. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, you can do it. And with that, the little bird spreads out its wings and attempts to fly and falls flat on his face. And the mother says, you can do it. Come on, sweetheart. And the mother sees only good. And in only a moment later, the little bird spreads his wings and flies. It says, yeah, Mom, I can. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for standing by me. Thanks for believing in me. Thanks for knowing that I can do it, Mom. You are wonderful. And the little bird. And that was just a message from Ellen that Ingeborg has passed away. She's moved on to her next dimension. And it was just a moment before that the hospice called and said that she passed at 7 a.m. Life is a wonderful experience. And Ingeborg has lived a glorious life, and she's going on to live other glorious dimensions in other glorious manners. Beautiful, fantastic, marvelous. This is who we all are. We all live our life as we do with the light in our heart. And the light is never too bright. And the light of Ingeborg's life was never too bright. It was always wonderful, rewarding, and fulfilling. And we are thankful that she chose to be in our presence to illumine our way for the many years that she was here at the Absolute Monastery. And she remains with us here even now because she has left her candle lit on our table, and her illumination is our joy and our happiness throughout all time. And this is what all of us can do. We all are a light that is never too bright, a light that is shining eternally, immortally, wonderfully. And so we say to our friend Ingeborg, bon voyage. Have a lovely trip. You step down the bus, and you're on your way. And I kind of think you already arrived. And who knows what wonderful adventures lie before you. And you go with our love, you go with our blessings, you go with our joy. And we say it's been a pleasure and a privilege to have you in our world for these years. And so we let go of all and move on with our wonderful world, living our unconditionally loving lives, being at peace. And in a manner of speaking, we are the light that carries on the illumination that Ingeborg brought to the world in her own magical way. And we are happy as we let go and let these things be as they always will be and always are. Bon voyage. Bon voyage. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.